the inn, maybe. I hope.
Gentlemen, Dole Pineapple Juice from Hawaii brings you Al Beard from Hollywood.
Thank you, Gary, and good evening, all. Well, friends, our list of candidates on the Dole platform in tonight's little radio rally includes Carl Hoff, Ambassador of Swing, Elmer Blurt, Representative of the Open Door Policy, Arlene Harris, Speaker of the House, Marie and Her Merry Men, Don Reed, Blanche Stewart, Bill Wright, Mel Blanc, Elmore Vincent, and Billy Pork Barrel House. All right, Carl, roll out the barrel. Here comes Billy.
Thank you.
Hello, Billy.
Well, Al, I brought a friend along to the studio tonight, and I want you to meet him.
A little something different from the usual entrance, eh? Well, how are you, sir? I'm always glad to meet any friend of Billy's.
Oh, that's all right. I'm a friend of everybody. I'm a friend of the people. And I promise you, if I'm elected, and I can do it, too. Yes, sir. And it's spread out now, fellas. Friends, my hat is in the ring, and I'll appreciate anything you throw into it.
Well, Billy, what did you bring that man here for?
For 10% of his take.
Mm-hmm.
And confidentially, Al, I'm his campaign manager.
I thought
yeah,
so.
Scram now, boys. Friends, I'm promising that if I'm elected, who's elected? I demand a recount. Oh, wait a minute. And friends, wait a minute here. Before I start talking, I want to say something. I'd like to say that my heart is full of nothing but poppycock, patriotism. And my heart belongs to Daddy.
Your head belongs to a museum, I think. Billy, you'll have to get this crazy politician out of here.
Al, Senator Fishface is a great stump speaker.
Stump speaker? What's he talking about?
That's one of the things that's got him stumped.
Well, this thing has me stumped, too. I don't know how our sponsor feels about political speakers on the program. This is something new. I think I better go out and call him on the phone and see if it's all right. I'll see you later.
All right, Senator. While Al speaks with the Doles, let's go to the polls.
Yes. Friend, I promise that if I'm elected, I'm going to crack down on these chiselers. I'm an honest old buzzard. I mean, an honest old man. I've never grafted a dollar in my life. And all I ask is a chance. Friends, do I look like a scoundrel? Do I look like a blowhard? Do I look like a windbag? Do I look like a crook?
No, but you're getting warm.
Remember the old saying that people who live in glass bottles should pull down the cork.
No, Senator. You mean the brass is always greener on the other side of your wristwatch.
Yes. No. I mean people who carry matches in their back pocket will burn their britches behind them.
Wait a minute here. Hold everything, everybody. I've just talked with the sponsor. Billy, you'll have to get that politician out of here, or your name's Mud.
Oh, Al, you can't talk to me that way. Me that's had me own tent show. I want you to know that I'm one of the greatest, one of the most merciful, one of the best actors in these United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a paid political advertisement and does not reflect the view of the sponsor. Carl, play something quick, please.
Hey, wait a minute.
Get rid of these guys.
Yonder, up where the buffalo wander. Just like an eagle flying, I'm roping and I'm sighing, I'm roping and I'm sighing. Give me my boots and my saddle, far from the great city's gravel, and my old team I'll straddle, for I just love herding cattle.
Thank you for your nice arrangement of El Rancho Grande, which is Spanish for El Rancho Grande. You know, out here in California, if a person has a home with just a few feet of ground around it, he calls it a ranch or rancho. The folks next door to me have just finished building their new home or rancho, which they moved into last week. It's been fun watching the house go up. You know, I wanted to be a good neighbor, so for their housewarming, I couldn't think of anything more appropriate to send over than a case of Dole pineapple juice. There's a little boy in their family, and when his mother called me up to thank me, she told me that he had been drinking pineapple juice since he was old enough to drink out of a cup. She knew it was mighty helpful for him, and besides, he liked the taste of it, too. Another thing she told me, that after he comes home from school every afternoon, she gives him a great big glass of pineapple juice. And as a matter of fact, she drinks one with him because it refreshes her after the day's work and marketing. Well, naturally, hearing my neighbor talk like that made me feel pretty doggone good. And I know how wonderful Dole pineapple juice is, how well it quenches your thirst, and how convenient and quick it is to serve guests. And I know how carefully the Dole people grow and pick and can their own pineapples. So you can see why I'm so enthusiastic about Dole pineapple juice, can't you?
It's Elmer Blurt time. Last week, Elmer Blurt joined a sales crew selling from door to door. Today, we again find our great low-pressure salesman on a neighborhood corner with the rest of the crew getting a pep talk from the sales manager.
As I told you, fellas, I'm pretty disappointed in the way you sold Ajax Ant and Bug Powder last week. But this week, we've got a humdinger of a new product, the Ajax Fire Extinguisher.
All right.
Now, listen. Now, there's four selling points to get over. And no matter what the housewife says, get over those 4 points. Roy, have you got them in your head?
No, that's just the way it's shaped.
All right, you squarehead. Before we start, let's have our pep song. Here we go.
Ajax Fire Powder, keep your joint from burning down.
Simply call on Elmer Blurt if you want to live and squirt.
That's why Ajax was born.
You claim to me, Jamesy boy.
That's why Ajax was born.
With a here, everywhere,
fire, stay away from my door.
Listen to me now. I'll be right out in the middle of the street to see that you call at every door. Now, you all know your territory. Remember, Blake, you take the row of cottages on this side of the street.
What if we don't see any fires?
Well, you got matches, ain't you? Now, get going and don't forget those 4 points. Okay. All right, break it up. Let's go.
Hey, Jack, fire put her out here. I sure feel like knocking over a couple of hot pairs today. I'll try this house here. There's nobody home here. How'd you do, sir?
What do you want?
I am the little man that puts out fires.
And I'm the little man that puts out sales.
Ajax fire putter out there. I gotta get those 4 points over quicker, I guess. All right, another house here. Right there. Nope.
Well?
My selling points are 1, 2.
Who are you?
3, 4.
Shut the door!
5, 6, I need new tricks. Ajax fire putter out there. Well, this time I'm going to be tough. Boy, I've been too easy lately. Just watch me here. Afraid to. How'd you do, sir? I'm selling you.
And I'm telling you that if I'm elected, I promise that every man, woman, and child...
Hot air blew that door shut. Ajax fire put her out. Oh, gosh, it says on this door, Dr. O.O. Alps, dentist. I ought to be able to put the bite on him. Great day, sir.
Good morning, young man.
How'd you do, sir? How do you do? I'm sorry.
I can't hear you, young man. Open your mouth, shall we say, just a wee bit wider.
I'm selling...
That's a bad tooth. Mm-mm, it's got to come out.
Oh, gosh, ouch.
Gosh, selling these things in my pulling. Oh, some lady in this house next door is in trouble.
Oh, help! Somebody help! Hey, you! Hey, you! My house is on fire!
Oh, gosh, here's my big chance. Lady, I'm selling Ajax fire for out here.
Okay, I'll buy one.
Not so fast, lady. Point number one is it's guaranteed for 20 years and it's easy to handle in case of emergency.
I said I'll take it! My house is burning!
Point number two, it will not soil your clothes or curtains or rugs or furniture.
Oh, look! My oil stove just blew up! Give me that fire extinguisher!
Point number three, it comes in three colors, red, green, and burnt orange.
Oh, how can you stand there talking at a time like this?
Well, I gotta finish my fireside chat. Sales point number four.
Look at my poor house. It's nothing but a big pile of ashes. Do you hear me? Nothing but ashes.
Then you sure are lucky, lady. Point number four. With every fire extinguisher we give entirely free, one all-metal ash can.
You know, friends, this looks like a swell spot for another marvelous solo from our new tenor, Don Reed. And Don's going to sing Where or When. Come on, Don.
It seems we stood in time like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. Close your worries, have a frozen world. The smile you are smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Something that happened for the first time seems to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and loved before and loved before.
That song any better, Don?
Well,
yes, what is it, Billy?
Have you seen my candidate?
Listen, look, let me give you a little tip. Don't waste your time with that crazy Lou. Well, he sounds like when his nurse dropped him on his head, he was a little tiny baby.
No, they couldn't afford a nurse. His mother had to do it.
Well, look, when we want a lot of talk around here, we'll call on the Speaker of the House, and that happens to be Miss Arlene Harris. Come on, Arlene.
Come on, June. You want to go with Mommy to vote, dear? Well, hurry up. Maybe someday I'll be going to vote for you. You can't tell. Well, if you grow up and be a nice boy, maybe you'll be president someday. Would you like to grow up and be president? Well, wouldn't you? Well, can you imagine Harry's not saying a word? Well, maybe we'll grow up and be the vice president. What, dear? Can you vote? Oh, no, dear. You're too young. You what? You want to vote for Hedy Lamarr for Congress? Junior, what's the matter with you? What gave you that idea? Daddy said he'd like to see her in the house. He did, huh? Well, so would a million other daddies, I guess. Oh, look, there's Beulah Jenkins. Hello there. What are you doing out so bright and early? What's that? You've just reached your 21st birthday, and you're going to vote for the first time. Oh, how nice. You hear that, Harry? Just reached your 21st birthday. Wonder what detained her. Don't be, I'm not being catty. I was at her last birthday party. She certainly had over 21 candles on her cake. Well, don't tell me there were 21 on the piece I had. Certainly. Well, don't rush me, dear. I'm hurrying as fast as I can, for goodness sake. And when we get there, don't tell me how to vote. I know all about politics. I certainly do. Well, there's one thing I am sure of, Harry. There's two laws we've had for 10 years that we certainly should throw out. I'm not talking about your mother-in-law and your father-in-law. Just for that, I won't tell you what laws I'm talking about. And stop telling me to vote for the best man. How can you tell who the best man is until after the votes are counted? That's silly. I'll take the best man any day. Sometimes I wish I'd take him at my wedding. Certainly do. Harry, who are you going to vote for judge? Who? Oh, phooey, not me. You know who's going to get my vote? That cute Mr. Lewis. Oh, I think he's got the nicest eyes. Well, I don't know how good he'd be at a bench in court, but I bet he'd be terrific on a bench in the park. Is this where we go in here? Do they have voting booths in a drugstore? Good night. What'll I have in a drugstore next? Voting booth, telephone booth, lunch booth. I bet if you took a prescription in here, they'd drop dead. Yeah. Where's the list of candidates, dear? Up on the wall. Oh. Nuts Sunday 15, banana split 20, ham and eggs 30. Oh, that's the menu. Silly. Oh, am I next? Yes, thank you. My name is Arlene Harris. Married? I hope so. It's my little boy standing over there. No, not the one with the cigar. That's my husband. How old am I? I'm old enough to vote. How old do I look? Well, you better not answer that. Here, I'll write it down on a piece of paper. Too many people listening. There you are. No, I'm not 63. You must have it upside down. Where do I go now? In here? Oh, all right now, Harry, stop. But don't tell me how to vote. I know all about voting machines. You only put the lever down. And don't tell me which machine to go to. What? Don't forget that Proposition 53 will bring prosperity. You don't have to tell me what to vote for prosperity. I know. Now, what do I do here? It says, insert coin. Gee, that's where the voters' money goes that they all talk about, huh? And pull down the lever. Now, what happens? I wonder. Oh, Harry, here. Look, look. What happened? Look at all the money. It isn't a voting machine. It's a slot machine. Well, what do we care? We've got prosperity, haven't we? Help me pick up the nickels.
And you know, speaking of elections, we all hope that the candidates who are elected next Tuesday make good every promise and claim that they made during their campaign. However, there is one candidate that is before you every day, which has always kept every one of its promises to you and has a mighty fine record. That candidate is Dole Pineapple Juice from Hawaii. It offers you zestful tropic flavor, which is the same wherever you buy it, day after day. It's so convenient. Just punch a hole in the can and pour. Its delicious goodness is always welcome. The first thing in the morning when you get up, at your breakfast table or between meals. Dole Pineapple Juice is a favorite of the children. A helpful drink for them when they come home from school or run in from play. And it's a grand drink to enjoy while you listen to your radio in the evening. Oh, by the way, wouldn't a tall glassful taste great right now?
It certainly would, Gary. Well, I guess a lot of you music lovers are anxiously waiting to hear what kind of a surprise Marie and her merry men have for us tonight. My, what a tremendous hit this group has made in just a few short weeks. Tonight it will be Giuseppe Verdi's Caro Nome.
Sempre vo I'm waiting for you.
Well, that makes Marie very happy when you applaud like that, believe me. Believe it or not, friends, Carl Hoff told me today that Marie Greene's high note tonight was G above high C. That's all. Gee whiz. Marie is certainly a cheerful little earful, just like Dole's pineapple juice is a cheerful little mouthful. I thought I was stumped there for a minute.
Say, Al, I don't like to mention it, but I've kind of been left out of this show tonight.
What do you mean, Carl?
Well, you let that guy Billy House in here with his candidate. Why don't you give my candidate a chance to speak?
Well, what's your man running for?
Oh, I don't know. Let's let him speak for himself. Come on, chum. The mic's yours now.
Carl, where'd you get that riveting machine?
Yeah, who is this blabbermouth? Where did he come from? Throw him out on his platform. Spread out. Spread out. Well, yeah, I'm going to give it a... When I'm elected, friends, if the people will just give me a free hand, I'll soon have it in every taxpayer's pocket.
Speaker.
Al?
Yeah?
How would you like to see these two candidates run against each other? With their heads down.
Hey, I accept that challenge. Come on out here in the alley, Blabberpuss. I'll show you. Come on, get out.
Billy,
come on,
Billy,
out.
You are...
Come on.
You ought to be ashamed, Billy. Bringing that wacky politician to this program. After all, I want you to know that there's little kiddies listening in, too, you know.
Kiddies? Why, Al, I've got just the thing for the kiddies. Did I ever tell you my famous story about a bee named Joe?
I don't think so.
Well, once there was a young bee buzzing around town named Joe. And his mother, who was a queen bee, passed away and left him over 1,000 hives. And he had to look after every one of them. And if you've ever had the hives, you know how busy he was. Well, one day he took time off to go to a movie where a bee picture was playing called The Drones Family. He didn't see much of the picture because right in the next seat was a beautiful little honey of a bee with a wasp waist. That's the other one. She was a dancer. Mm-hmm. She used to light on people and do bumps. Well, after they were married a few years, they had a pair of fine baby bees named Sizzy and Buzzy. That's fuzzy. Well, Joe's work often kept him out late. He used to sleep all night in his flower bed, and his wife knew it, too, because when he got up in the morning, his pansies were wrinkled. Well, she couldn't sleep worrying whether she was the only bee in his life. Two bees or not two bees, that was the question. Well, she wouldn't even believe him when he came home and got down on his knees and sang, I ain't misbehaving. Or it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that sting. And so she said to Joe, as a bee, you're nothing but a tramp. So he flew away singing, Hallelujah, I'm a bumble. Well, one New Year's Day, he was fooling around the Rose Bowl trying to put the bee on somebody for a little spending honey. And he walked up to a young rose and said, Hi, bud. Can you... And he said, Can you spare a cent? Oh, boy, that's thorny, isn't it? Well, she sat down on a bench, or rather, he sat down on the bench, that's the bee, to rest, and suddenly everything went black. He had been set on by the captain of the football team, much harder than his wife had ever sat on him. Well, he didn't come to until the final quarter, when the score tied and only 2 seconds left to play. Then he heard the quarterback call for Formation B, which was right down Joe's alley. So he got all set, and just as the captain stooped over to receive the ball, Joe, the bee, let him have it. And the captain ran so hard and so fast that he made a touchdown, which is a very simple thing to do when you have a bee in your backfield. And do you know, Al, to this very day, not a single one of those 80,000 spectators knows what made that football player run so fast. But we know, don't we?
Well, Carl has the honor to bring to a close the program tonight, our little campaign. We hope you'll listen to us again next week, if you like 30 laughs every Wednesday. And may I remind you, when you visit your grocers, vote the straight goodness ticket. Vote for Dole pineapple juice from Hawaii.
Larry Breckner speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.